holding, he just quoted the Gemara Kedushin about the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara renews and overpowers every single day. I told you the Gemara to what the last one is. He had to be Scottish B'chol Yom, holding a Kufay Hay towards the bottom. He had to be Scottish B'chol Yom. What does that mean? Who the Kachadimian Hamam Silonu Dimyonus Chadoshim Mida Yom Yom. There's always like a new thought, a new idea, a new way of presenting, a new fantasy. People always like something new. But for now, with the styles, the ta'amula, sports, or whatever, I'm not sure exactly what it means. Hasensios, hasensatios, sensations. I mean, scouts, chadoshim, and car. There's always something new, new entertainment, new this, a new movie, a new this, whatever they have, right? If I tell somebody that you're going to get this type of suit, you're going to be happy. Last year I told you that that type of suit you'd be happy. So what am I telling you? It's not real. Right? So the whole thing is dimyan. That's mischalish b'cholya. Every day he comes up with a new way to present, to make you think that something, whatever. He's not arguing that he's not approaching it because, well, it's new and therefore, right? That's not his issue. But rather, he's overpowering you. Even the person is already pulling away and is repulsed by it. I don't want to do this. Shilton Yetzer ain't no merap in the middle. The power of the control of the Yetzer still is there. Mavakash Hamisoy, he wants to kill him. Okay. What does he want? Yeshayish Adam Mikol Tikva Tikvas Aliyah Mitzvah. He wants the person to get to the point where he gives up hope of overpowering, and therefore Yichya Chaim Shutim. He's not going to grow anymore. He's just going to be stuck in these things. Tipogem Emunosay. Then his emuna will be weakened. Yishkabat Habayisav, and he'll become sunken in his tithes. And that's it, he's done. He killed him. Achmon Lisan. That's what the Yetzer Hara wants. The Yetzer Hara does it by being so overpowering the person's Pasha Miyayish. He feels like, I can't. I tried, it doesn't work. So I just give in. That sounds pretty scary.
Yep.
So it says, without the Kodesh Baruch Hu's help, he would not overpower. Okay, so what do we need to get a Kodesh Baruch Hu's help? Okay. The more the Kodesh Baruch Hu is right. Zot, we have a Chazal say, it's more in the... Marcus, Habola Tyre Messiah Nursa. If you really want to be Matyre, the Breshim will help you. Ain Lotta Elalios Ruyim Lasiyua. All we need is to be Roy to be helped. Because at the end of the day, it's all totally unhelped. The answer is, do we really want to be helped? So we're going back to the concept called Rotzen, which he spoke about. We didn't do that piece together. At the end of the second shahr, that the main thing is, there's a concept called Rotzen. What do you really want? If you really want, it's going to happen. Okay. But Kan Yeshlan Lahois, if you saw it, Nifla, I want to add, we should add over here a very important rule. If you add Morai Nino, Oral Moran, the Ruchim Alevi, Zichel the Rochel the Chayel Mabo, Susoi Togin Alevi. Wow. Quite a title, yeah. You see what type of Harocha that he held to the Ruchim. Miyu tzaddik and miyu rosh. So we need to clarify who's a tzaddik and who's a rosh. Regilam ala lahavin ki tzaddik hu miyishen akoyte. The rosh is koyte. So it's very simple. If you do a veiris, you're a rosh. If you don't do a veiris, you're a tzaddik. Ach. Matzina matzadikim shenichu shel apamim. Nobody's good perfect. Everyone do things wrong. So you're ecstatic. We got Rishoyim, the Pumim, I see mitzvahs. And we see people do Rishoyim, do good deeds, do mitzvahs. So that definition seems to be lacking in clarity. So Terence is, how you say who? So this new Yisrael that we want to clarify is the following. Tzadik hu akam neged Yisrael v'oymer l'neged. Rosh ein oymer l'neged l'Yisrael. The definition is, do you give in or not? Do you fold? Under the pressure of the Yitzhara, do you say, I don't want to give in. Now you really can't withstand it. But then you're aboard the tire, the Russian women say you. So if you really, really don't want this, then you'll try as much as you can. Once that happens, because Rosh it helps.
The same thing is, as we said before, that if he's going to give, even though we said before, like, tzaddik, that he'll end up doing aveiros, and he's a, so we say he's, that he can't be, that that's what the tzaddik is. But here, he's just some points that the tzaddik is going to end up giving in.
There are cases like that, but if the general, his general gisha is to not give in, the general gisha is that, you know, even though it's difficult, it's frustrating, it's hard, and emotionally he's worn out, etc., he pushes himself. He's indicating that there's a strong desire on his part not to be this. A lot of people say, you know, I really don't want to. Well, if you really don't want to, why did you? The answer is because you really don't want to. You know, it'd be nice if you didn't. Well, the meal, you did.
Right.
But if a person really doesn't want, usually it doesn't happen. It says, you can't overpower. The answer is going to push as hard as possible. The answer is the country will help.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Never rush from human pain based on base. However, the article also the command the Rebbe. So the Morris says like this: there was a Chazal had a have an understanding that it's shayach for the an Uber to when it smells food to get a desire for the craving, which the mother then has to fill the craving. So there's a story that happened in Yom Kippur. The Uber smelled food. Also, he made the Rebbe. So they came to the Rebbe and said, "Omer zilu l'chushelah demakite puruhu." So whisper in her ear, it's Yom Kippur. L'chushelah. They whispered in her ear, vilchasha, and the whispering was effective. Karele, so Rebbe applied the following pasuk. Even before I formed you in the baton, we were close. I knew you. Gershom says. That was Rebbe Yochanan. Rebbe Yochanan came out of such a he was such a tzaddik as an Uber already that look you know heard him kippur no manages anymore. So that's Rebbe Yochanan. Over the Archa also came Rebbe Chinina. Whispered to her ear, it didn't work. So Ruchanina applied the following pasuk: Zoru Rishoy mi Betin. From the Betin already, the Rishoyim are spread out. Loving Munay Shamsoy Otzer Peri. So the first name Shamsoy Otzer Peri. Shamsoy was his name. Otzer Peri was that he was a person who would control the fruit market, the produce market. Peri usually means grain. It means he was very rich. He would basically gather up all of the grain and hold on to it, and force the price up very high. Meaning people were starving. So Gresh Tzadik is Nishkaveh, as they say in English. Okay, now. The word Floyd. The current words make any sense. Okay, Uber Hubal Bakira Shinukh Lodan and the Tzadik on the Tsar and we snack here. There's no concept of Bakira by an Uber. So we can say this Uber is the indicative of the fact that he's a Tzadik or he's an Akzori. He's a person, he's a cruel person. If he does Loy Bhavana, does he have understanding? Ella Shahivka Rebbe Uberzah, Kikaya Hisnagdus Loy. He has the ability to withstand, to hold back, to fight back. That's part of his nature. Shahizapik. Because you see, he was able to control himself. That allows him to be directed towards the world of Tzadik. Because that's the underlying kayak of Tzadik, is the ability to push yourself against the challenges. He doesn't have control. We're holding back. That's going to be a problem, which is going to. Now, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have a bechira. It's going to be that much more harder for the person. Because that's an integral part of the concept of bechira, is being able to push back under the pressure. Come on, vein lono lasus yosu. So, we don't have to do more than the following, because we're not going to win. Okay. So what we need to do is to be able to be decisive that we're going to withstand with all of our strength and not give in, and by doing so we're going to break the hold that he has over us. If you were a goyer, if you scream at Yamataiva, it'll dry up. I think if this is what he means, or this is what at least, you know, it's a fascinating thing in the 12 steps. The alcoholic, the you said is you can't take one drink, right? Because you take one drink, you'll be back to where you started. It's you took all of the shulton off of by doing that. But once you give in, Mishum Oifen, once you already, there is an Oifen, you give in, he's in control again. Right. So, when a person truly gets to the point where he doesn't want the Yitzhar to be in control, if he wants to be in control, then he'll be in control.
Right.
And if he doesn't get to that point, he won't. Okay. As the word of Tamachach, we're writing this for a person who has a foundation in Torah. And Moshe's hate of Esek Torah, which Esek Torah defines it. Torah Yorlam HaSeichel. Torah is built in the world of Seichel. By doing that, your strength and your Seichel, your ability to see things with Seichel, use Seichel to see things. So you'll do that in everywhere. It's not blind and detached from reality. It's alive. The person, that it's a very powerful. It has kedusha to it. It has the tia to do right versus wrong. And the more you gain by being Osi B'Torah, that's for sure rooted in Kedusha. That's what's going to dry out the Yamatayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yetzora Bar Lo Tara Tavla. The Gemara says Rashi and Tavla she mevatel and say Huri Aveira. The Tavla takes away that you don't think, contemplate the Aveira. Term of Atel is Dimyon. Hira Aveira is the person living in a world of fantasy. Tara denies the person from living in a world of fantasy. He lives in the real world. So they're able to move the demyonis away from when they're pulling him away to do something wrong, and he'll pull them. He can use them to help him in the world of avodah. When the Chazovus describes the Yetzer, okay, he says, "In Tia Nizer Mimenu." If you're careful, you prepare for yourself the shluchim of your seichel to fight against it. You'll be able to remove his arrows. You'll be able to overcome. You'll be able to be safe. Okay.
So you say the Torah takes you out of the world of demon.
Yeah. If this would be the only game we have with learning Torah, it'd be worth it. And the Chodam Bori, Barlam. There's nobody as healthy. The person who learns Torah with Simcha, etc. He sees the world clearly. He has a clarity of understanding, which makes him, you know, in the sense of the healthy person, because he sees things as the way they really are. Like you see time and time again, you hear something like, you know, a person in the flesh is fooling himself. And like, see, it's not healthy, right? The person learns the world of Torah, it's very hard to fool themselves. The person sees them with clarity, okay, so then you have work to do. At least you're not fooling yourself. But that's the first step. You have a clarity to understand. I forgot who said it. He says that a person who learns Musar will do a veris, but the geshmak and the geshmak and the veris will never hit. The clarity to understand that was wrong, I shouldn't have done it, I feel bad that I did it, as opposed to rationalizing, which is what the next step is. The next step is you start rationalizing. So that's stimulant already. Rationalizations are all dimyon.
Right.
I couldn't do more. I need it. It's not my fault. You know, etc. Okay. So we'll do here.